This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Tonight's guest, he's been on more film sets than cocaine and crap services, actor, author of the book The Respondent, and founder of the charity Children and Parents United, Greg Ellis. Her pronouns are y'all and bless your heart, Fox Business Network anchor Dagan McDowell. She knits her old hair extensions into sweaters for the poor. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. Yeah! And nothing gets in his way except ceilings, door frames, and shower curtain rods. My massive sidekick and the NWA World Television Champion again, Cyrus.
I don't know where to start. Tyrus, congrats. Did you win?
Oh, I won. Yeah, I won. Yeah, we won. And still undisputed, reigning, defending. Well, and you won.
Yes.
We all won together. Kat won. We're all winning. We're just a bunch of winners.
We are a bunch of winners.
So let's talk about the losers.
Let's talk about the losers. All right. What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's funny because the one was intended to get a result. Mm-hmm. Attack him. Throw stuff on the wall. He's got to do something. Mm-hmm. But President Trump was just too smooth and too slick. I mean, everything, any allegation, accusation that would get a book deal or some half a criminal a chance to run for president in Iowa, they would do it. And they would go at him. But while all that was going on, there was these good deeds happening. Mm-hmm. Our border was secure. Our economy was up. We had jobs. We had opportunities. Now, they're doing the Truman Show mm-hmm. with President Biden.
Yeah.
And we've already seen the movie.
Right.
You can't trick us.
That is a great point from the young championship wrestler, Dagan.
Surprising. It's almost an oxymoron, but it just works out. Right? Yeah, I said that word. Big, right?
I love how this guy Milbank keeps saying that, like, it's not fair because, Trump was trying to overthrow democracy and all Biden did was, like, screw up the economy or something. He was like, that's a bizarre way of creating a story.
I think that kind of the media banding together to ensure that one party always wins versus another is kind of anti-democracy.
Right.
Or, you know what's anti-democracy? Communism. And Joe Biden gets the, like, tummy squiggles every time he's, like, even on a Zoom call with Xi or Putin.
Yes.
So I think that's kind of more of a danger to democracy. But these media grifters are the ones who sold this squinty, cracked garden gnome to the American people. And so they got a butt rash anytime anybody criticizes him.
Right.
Because admitting his failures is admitting their own. And you brought up Hunter Biden. I can't for the life of me figure out. There were like a bunch of New York Times reporters who for a year, all they did was go through Trump's financial documents and his tax returns. They don't want to be on the Hunter Biden beat, learning to work a pole and blow some paint. And just like get to the bottom of what does it take to get kicked out of the Chateau Marmont?
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. You're right. You know what? And I'm also glad. I'm glad the word you used after blow was paint. Because I think we all felt that it might have been Okay. I will say this. But if
yourself.
I were a journalist,
yeah, I know,
I would love to follow Hunter Biden around. Think of you get to expense.
You're the king of comedy. We got it. We're on the mountain. Don't do it.
But you can follow. You can expense strip
Kat,
clubs.
Do something.
Yes.
You can't do that in real life.
They'll fix it in post.
Yes. Greg, what did you make of this this incredible research, counting adjectives?
Well, first of all, I think I counted 369 adjectives in your monologue.
Yes.
Look, I think, you know, this gallows tonal policing of what's going on is, it's just indicative of this division. There's no bipartisanship anymore. I mean, just before I came on air a couple of hours ago, I talked with Representative Rodney Creech in Ohio, who's passing the first, or he's dropped onto the floor, the first equal shared parenting bill in Ohio, which is following Kentucky and Arkansas. These are the kinds of bills that need to be furthered. Normally, these kinds of bills are co-sponsored by about 15 people. There's 58 co-sponsors on this bill. And those kinds of policies and laws at the state level and the local level, that's what we need to be focusing on, and bipartisanship. And I don't see too much of that from this president, who's a Catholic. He's a father and a family man. If he really cared about families, he'd really get into passing this kind of legislation that really helps children and parents across America.
He can't. There's only a few things he can pass.
Oops.
Here we go. Yep.
I did not.
I teed up. You hit the driver.
But you know what? I'm not gonna complete the sentence, Kat. I'm not gonna complete the sentence. See, I've grown up. I've listened to the advice. I am no longer doing fart, poop, or butt jokes.
Oh, we're back there.
So, Kat, what do you make of this? You know, it was a slow news day.
Excellent question, Greg. Look, it's not that I don't trust data. I don't trust someone being like, oh, well, cause data.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's. I looked at the actual stories that one of the ones that was, you know, they were judging to attribute what the media's tone is about Joe Biden. The headline was Haiti president assassinated at home. Wife wounded. So I don't doubt that there were many negative adjectives used to describe that sequence of events.
No.
But I don't know what it has to do with Joe Biden.
Right. Oh, you actually used that one.
Yeah, there's nothing. So it's, you know, a lot of people who actually know what they're talking about with, you know, data and analysis and technology, they're saying this was bad, so I trust them more than me. This doesn't make sense to anyone who has a human brain. But also, if you look at it, you can just say data, just like how the science people do it.
Right.
They use the science words, and you're like, oh, they must be smarter than I am, and I just don't understand. The data people do the same thing.
Yes, exactly. So he created the data. He had the idea, fulfilled the idea with the data that he created himself by having somebody count adjectives. And the guy who counted him said, this is the threat to
democracy. There's so many more ways to be mean to people than an adjective.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, like just the things that they did not cover about Biden that they would have covered about Trump.
Mm-hmm. Cat, words of violence, though.
Words of violence?
Words of violence.
That's so I'm told.
Yes, exactly. All right, up next, why they turned the cops away from their two-bit cafe. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
They let you shoot up in the street, but they still won't let the cops eat. And there's no such thing as smash and grab, say dumb politicians who like to gab. A San Francisco restaurant, aren't they all, has apologized for refusing to serve 3 on-duty police officers last week. On duty. Isn't everyone in SF on duty?
Promise broken.
Promise broken. Poop joke. I'm proud of that one. Now, at first, the owner of Hilda and Jesse, the restaurant, says the cops were asked to leave because staffers didn't like them carrying firearms. Because, as you know, in SF, only the criminals are supposed to be armed.
It's not about the fact that we are anti-police. It is about the fact that we do not allow weapons in our restaurant. We were uncomfortable, and so we politely asked them to leave.
What about knives? How do you cut your whatever, waffle? But after they were bombarded with 1-star reviews, the next day, the restaurant said they made a mistake and that they're, quote, grateful to all members of the force who work hard to keep us safe, especially during these challenging times. Yeah, even though these challenging times are probably the result of the policies they voted for. The lesson, it's easy to be woke until you have to run a business. Meanwhile, in Phillies, murders have hit an all-time high. As of Monday, 521 homicides, and that's after an Eagles win. The DA, Larry Krasner, noted that violent crimes committed without guns are down. Wow. And sure, someone gets killed every 16 hours, but you do get a cheesesteak for your final meal. And speaking of idiocy, AOC actually doubted that smash and grab robberies are happening across the country despite the actual visual evidence. In a recent interview, she said lots of allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. Obviously, she couldn't be more wrong. Even my dogs are turning to crime. Disgusting. And they're going to get away with it because they're dogs. You know, Dagan, I think that the restaurant doesn't understand the reality of running an actual business because they're an all-day breakfast for gay people of color. I don't know. BIPOC. What's BIPOC? Is that what it is? BICOP?
No, it's not gay people. Really, it's like just black indigenous people of color.
There you go. So
I'm sure some of them are gay.
My point is, no one's going to loot an all-day breakfast cafe. What are you going to get? A bagel and a... I mean, so
you
they're
thought
like,
it was a restaurant a for specifically bisexual people of color?
I would go there! I would frequent that restaurant, Kat. How dare you laugh at
it? You said it so confidently and on television.
I am
like, fix it in post. Like you would need a card to get in. It would need to prove that you were bisexual.
Oh, I'll prove it right now.
Do it, man.
I'll prove it right now.
Let's see it.
On the mountain.
Prove it. Prove it.
All right. I had a question for you, Dagan. My point is, it's easy not to have cops at your place if you don't need cops, and then you need them, and then I don't know where I'm going at this point.
I don't know why anybody would open a restaurant in San Francisco. I live there, and it's like you might down some food, but then you have to essentially go for a little paddle in a cesspool when you walk out of the door. So I don't know how. Well, I guess you get repeat customers that way.
Yes.
Never mind. Yes. We're not going to.
He gets sensitive when anyone else makes a poop joke.
Don't order the hot lemonade. What?
But, oh, you should.
Delicacy in some places. All right.
Wait, you showed dogs, though. There's no way in these left-wing cities to defend yourself because you can't carry a gun.
Yeah.
You cannot. The Second Amendment doesn't exist. I've got these two dogs, these little fluffy white dogs.
I'm
a racist, of course. And they think everybody's their friend, and some deranged, mentally ill psychopath came up to me and the one sunny Sunday morning threatening to rip both my arms off, and the dogs were, like, lapping at his ankles.
Oh, so yeah.
I need a better plan.
Dogs love Steve Ducey. So, Greg.
Yes.
You are actually leaving, because you're leaving California.
There's a good chance that that's happening very soon, out of the blue state.
Yeah. Do you think there's any way to save these cities?
I don't know. I mean, look, refusing to serve those who serve seems very strange to me. I don't know if there is a way to save them. I think, you know, these fake hoaxes like AOC denying that the reality of what's going on, that's become more prevalent. You know, it's like victimhood's become the new social currency. Its economy's booming. I don't know if we're going to be able to save the states, but that's the beauty of the states, is there's so many of them that people can leave.
Yes.
And so many people are migrating away from California.
You know, Kat?
Yeah.
If AOC and Krasner believe that this is all a hoax, what if people like us participated in it? What if we started, you know, considering a life of crime? Then would it be a hoax?
I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about you spent the whole day thinking that it was a brunch spot specifically for bisexual people of color.
Well, I didn't read the acronym.
You spent the whole day thinking that. You're like, I'm going to say this on TV. Okay. But look, AOC, no, it wouldn't be a hoax because she does not like us.
Yeah.
So then it would be real.
Yes.
And then it would be people on Fox News are the real criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd get a bunch of retweets.
Yes.
But she just stresses me. She has a French bulldog.
Yes.
Like a real woman of the people. Like, I have a French bulldog, but at least, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm a capitalist.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the dog doesn't know. The dog doesn't know that she's a communist or that you're a capitalist.
The dog wouldn't exist under communism.
That's true. Tyrus.
I no longer think apologies. If you make a video condemning and you sit there and your little iPhone and you go, and we're not comfortable with your guns in here, you're not welcome. And then, no one's eating here. We're getting bad reviews. You don't get to write a little letter. Mm-hmm. You got to go back on the video.
Yeah.
And go, hi, remember me talking about the police? Just kidding.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this, it's just like an easy way out. It has gotten so bad that I was in shock. The mayor of Chicago, Lightfoot, basically told the retailers they were asking for it.
Right, exactly.
In what world do we live in? They're like, we're being assaulted, robbed, destroyed. Well, how are you dressed?
Exactly, yeah.
Were you asking for it?
You shouldn't go out like that.
In any other situation, that would have been horrible.
Yeah. Oh.
Deplorable.
My mom used to say that to me every night when I went out.
What? No, 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 no.
You're going out in that?
No, no, yes. I'm drinking. My time's done. Drinking.
You don't even know what I was going to say that I was wearing.
I got a pretty good idea.
Or not wearing, for that matter. I was a free spirit back then.
There you go. Yep, yep.
Yeah. The wind hit every part.
There it is.
Yep.
All right.
Stand over. Eating crates.
Is
for hours.
Are
we still on air? All right. Thanks to Dagan McDowell, Greg Ellis, Kat, Tyrus. Thank God, Greg. I'm going to let look at you.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox & Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.